Siddharth looked at Ridley in surprise. He had said all of this while staying within the boundaries of the five-minute rule. He had said it by himself, without external stimuli to keep him going. "You still haven't explained how I can produce a distinct color. I was told I had to be free. How can I be free?"
"That's simple. You have to act like the five-minute rule doesn't apply and still be happy.
Okay," he said, looking at Siddharth's consternation.
"When was the last time you were truly happy, not including your time on this cloud?"
"When I heard the music, I guess."
"Good. When you heard the music, you must have heard the different instruments, the difference in beats, the changes in melody. At that time, your mind was busy listening and predicting what would come next, music-wise."
Siddharth nodded quickly, aware that the five-minute rule may cut off Ridley's train of thought, before he, Siddharth, could understand what Ridley was getting at.
"Since all your thoughts were exclusively focused on the music, your mind had no time for conscious thoughts, whether positive or negative. Your subconscious was thus completely free of your conscious. You had, for that moment, completely let go, so you could truly savor the moment. That is the feeling you have to replicate."
Siddharth was marveling at Ridley's ability to continue on a train of thought, despite the five-minute rule. It must come from not entering into any tangential thoughts. Maybe age is a factor, he mused, wondering if he stayed here long enough, his mind might be able to do the same. He bid Ridley goodbye, and the girl and he walked out. As they walked out on the street, he wondered how he could accomplish without music what seemed possible only with music, and if he could occupy his conscience with a task, wouldn't he then not want to leave a place that allowed him so much joy and freedom? He felt stirrings of bitterness and hatred against Ridley. His mind told him that Ridley had simply been doing something, and it was up to Siddharth to ascribe a character to. What if he chose not to? What if he chose to simply move on? Even as he thought this, there was a hum of electricity around him. Without a second's delay, he pointed to himself, thinking hard of the color of the cloud. He watched, with bated breath, as slowly but surely his hand expelled that swirling white color, and his clothes took on the exact shade. The next moment, he began to sink.
"Wait, wait!"
he shouted, not having realized it would work instantaneously.
"I must say goodbye to you. I need to say goodbye to you,"
he beckoned to the girl.
"It's all right,"
replied the girl.
"You take care now, Mr. Cowardly Custard."
Siddharth had sunk up to his neck, and as that wonderful world disappeared completely from view, he couldn't help feeling sad that he would never see the girl again.